All right, now everybody get settled down now. This last chance to move. I need to get settled down, get real still. Please, no one moving around any while we bring the message this morning, especially young people. No young people get up. No teenagers get up at all. Sit real still, and mamas, keep the babies quiet, use the nursery, and I want everybody to be sure and hear the message this morning. Now, since we're in the middle of winter and we're having some real cold days, it kind of fits the message this morning. I'd like to preach to you for a few minutes on winter time. Winter time. And I'm going to show you what the Bible says about winter, and I'm going to show you why there even is such a thing and how God uses it in our lives. And first of all, to shoot down an old rumor, Genesis 8, every once in a while you hear people say, you know, when you have a warm day in the wintertime, or a hot day in a winter or a cold day in the summer, they'll say, yep, you know the Bible says that before Jesus comes back that you won't be able to tell winter from summer. How many of you ever heard that? Raise your hand. Well, that's not in the Bible. Never has been in the Bible. Never will be in the Bible. That's what you call old wives' fable. That means somebody made it up and somebody believed it and somebody believed it and passed it on down. Matter of fact, the Lord told Noah here after the flood in Genesis 8:22. I want you to notice, while the earth remaineth, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, as long as the world's going to be here, seed time, that's spring, see, and harvest, that's fall, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Long as we're going to be here, there's going to be cold weather and warm weather. There's going to be springtime and harvest, as long as we're going to be here. Now, why? Job 37. Let me show you what God said in Job 37. Job 37. And verse number 6. Job 37 and verse 6. Every time I read this verse, it reminds me, I'm going to preach revival this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I forgot about that. In Marion, Virginia. And one time I was in Marion, Virginia, preaching. And the Lord gave me this verse and said, get out of town, son, because it's going to snow. And boy, we got our stuff and got out of there, and it come the awfulest snow ever was that day. And the Lord showed me that verse there before it was over. And I said, I'm leaving. It's going to snow. And we had a good, and I never read this verse without thinking about that. Verse 6. For he saith to the snow. See, God talks to snow and says, be thou on the earth. Likewise to the small rain and to the great rain of his strength. God tells it when to snow and God tells it when to rain. Verse 7. He sealeth up the hand of every man. And that's where a lot of people get that the Lord showed you fingerprints in the Bible before they ever knew there was such a thing, way back there in the book of Job. That all men may know his work. Everybody has a different set of fingerprints. Verse 8. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places. They hibernate. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breadth of the waters is straightened. Also, by watering, he wearieth the thick cloud. He scattereth his bright cloud. I was in an airplane the other day. Up yonder, it's real clear. Every day's clear up if you get high enough. And it's you're up there above the clouds, and the sun's shining, and the sky's blue. And you look down there, and it's snowing or raining below you. And that's what the Lord's saying there, those thick clouds. Verse 12. And it is turned around by his counsel, that may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. He causeth it to come. Here it is, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. If you want to know why we have winter time, verse 13 tells you why there is such a thing as winter. He causeth it to come for three reasons, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. Let's keep that in mind this morning as I preach to you on the subject, winter time. There are four seasons in the world, in the land, and they're all four for a purpose, to show us how life is. Sometimes everything is springing up, brand new. Little flowers will begin to pop through the ground like they're going to here in a few weeks. And then, sometimes everything is dying. Leaves start turning. Corn stalks turn brown. Grass turns brown. You know that's a sign of harvest. Sometimes it's cold, dead, froze, lifeless. And then, of course, sometimes it's hot. Now, I believe this. People say, well, God lets that happen so we can have crops and stuff like that. Not really. God could have fixed it. God could have made the world where there would never be a temperature change, couldn't He? He could have. You say, but that would have messed up. No, He could have fixed up whatever that would have messed up, and it wouldn't have messed it up if He'd have made it that way to start with. God could have made it to where there wouldn't have been a need for it, right? Amen. But He didn't. He didn't. He didn't. God, why does God let it get cold? Do you ever think about stuff like that? I do all the time. Stuff like that drives me crazy. I wonder, well, wonder why God did that. I wonder why God did that. Why does God let it be cold? Why does God let it get hot? Why is it hotter at the equator? Why is it cold on the North Pole? Why is it this? Why is it that? And if you'll look, if you'll notice, everything God does like that, He does it to show us something, and that shows us how life is. If you'll be honest this morning, your life is in four parts like that. Sometimes it's spring in your life. Isn't that right? Boy, you know how you got up one day? I woke up this morning feeling fine. Everything's great. Boy, the kids are off, running off to school, and maybe the house is all clean, and you're going shopping, or you're going to do this or that. That's springtime. Then there's fall in your life. Sometimes it's hot. Boy, sometimes it gets hot around here. I like it when it gets hot. I like it, you know, when I'm talking about hot, I mean spiritually. Boy, when people just run in the aisles and shouting and praising God, and maybe during revival meetings and stuff like that, but that's when it's summertime. And then sometimes it's cold. Sometimes, boy, it's just as tight as a banjo string when you get into church. Sometimes your life's like that. Have you ever got down to pray and it just seems like it's cold, dead, lifeless? And you think, man, when I was back at camp or when I was back in the camp meeting, boy, I could just pray and because that was summertime. Now, I ain't talking about just atmosphere. I'm talking about in your heart. That was summer. Now it's winter. God lets you go through times in your life when it's cold on the inside. God lets you go through times in life when you're hot on the inside. God lets you go through times in your life when you're when it's spring and then when you're dying. I go through stages. Now, a lot of people, they'll tell me, they say, well, Brother Danny, I heard you preach the other day, and boy, you sound just like you did 15 years ago when you was preaching. Said, I can't tell a bit of difference. Said, you just always seem like you're on the mountaintop. The truth is, I'm not. The truth is, I'm not always on the mountaintop. The truth is, sometimes I'm cold spiritually. The truth is, sometimes I'm hot spiritually. You say, well, I go ahead and preach no matter what. I'm supposed to preach, what does the Bible say? In season, out of season. That means when it's cold, when it's hot. I preach on the street sometimes when it's hot, and you're out there and sweat. We preached in Alabama, man, sweat just running off of it. And then we preached on Christmas Eve, and you're standing, you got your goose feather jacket on, and I'm toboggan, and you can see your words as they come out of your mouth. There's about 20. That's right. You preach when it's cold, preach when it's hot. And what we've got to learn how to do is don't let the spiritual temperature of your life determine how you serve God. You serve God when you feel like it, and you serve God when you don't feel like it. You come to church when it's cold, you come to church when it's warm. You pray when it's warm, you pray when it's cold. If you just say, boy, I tell you, I'm hot on fire for God, I'm ready to pray. Great. Just make sure you do it when the fire dies down and when the cold times come in your life, and He'll bless you for it. Now, you know how it gets in wintertime? It gets into a dead freeze. Christians get cold. Churches get cold. Marriages get cold. Everybody experiences winter. The snow begins to fall. Schools and factories sometimes even have to shut down. The wind gets cold. Transportation is choked. People are out of work. The moon, when it really seems real cold to me, is when there's snow on the ground, wind's blowing, and the moon's shining on it. Man, I was out there the other day. It was, I don't know what it was, about 4 degrees or something in Montana. And I never seen the ground the whole time I was there. Except the last few days, it was melting a little bit. You don't see the ground. And at night, boy, it'd be up there. You can just see, turn your headlights off almost. Just see nothing but snow. Man, does it look cold. I like, you can't always go by what the weatherman says. There are some spiritual weathermen running around today saying you're going to be blessed and you're going to be this and that. And you can pay about as much attention to them as you can the real weathermen. And I'm not knocking them. They try their best to do their job, but sometimes I wouldn't show my face the next day on the news if I was them. They say, well, sir, you might as well brace it. 100% chance, and it don't. Or it does, and they say it ain't, and they say it ain't, and then it does. Sometimes it happens like that. If you really want to know the weather, you go up to Cherokee or go up to somewhere like that and get you one of them little wet weather rocks. You know that? That'll really tell you the weather. That's what you need. Them things are accurate. Where you got a little stick sticking up like this and a little string hanging down, a little rock hanging on it. Have you ever seen one of them? Raise your hand. Okay. And you sit out there. That's what you call an Indian weather rock. They say when you go out there and you can touch it, if it's real cold, that means you got cold weather outside. If it's wet, that means it's raining. If it's swinging back and forth, it's going to be windy today. If it's white, snow is in the forecast. And they say, you know, if it's real hot, warm day. If it's gone, tornado. Something like that. But, you know, that's what they call a weather rock. Now listen, your life is like that. Your life is like that. Sometimes, brother, you're just, oh, glory to God, preacher, amen, woo, I'm on fire for God. All of you have seen times like that. All of you have seen times like that. And then other times it's just, you sit, some of you young preachers, this is what you got to watch out for. You don't serve God by your emotions. Young people, you don't serve God by your emotions. That's how come you just, woo, glory to God sometimes. And other times you sit with a frown just about like you're about to die. Because a little cold weather set in on your life. And winter time has come and it has affected you. Three things I want to give you about winter quickly this morning. And I hope that you're not having a too bad a winter spiritually. But I'll bet you if we knew the truth this morning, there's a lot of people in here going through winter time. You're going through a cold spell in your life. Listen to me real close. You're going through a cold spell in your life. You look back 6 months ago and you think, man, I was fired up. Man, I was hot on fire for God. Now I just feel cold. Now I just don't get a blessing. Now I don't enjoy the Bible. I don't enjoy prayer. Well, don't panic. It's just winter time. It'll get warm again. Let me say, first of all, the characteristics of winter. There's some characteristics of winter this morning. Ice and snow and cold come often. Maybe not every day, but they do come often. I heard about these two fellows who went to the Klondike mountain somewhere to hunt for gold. And they were going up there and they didn't prepare for it. They went up there to get the gold. They forgot about the early coming of winter. And the winter comes early in that part of the year. And they said, let's go up there and discover gold. Well, they went and they made that big trip up that mountain. And they finally got up there. And when they got up there, they discovered the gold. They never did come back. Snow came early and got several feet deep. And somebody went up there later and found them skeletons where those guys had died. And they had their gold all right, but they were skeletons. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. A lot of times you get on fire for the Lord, you get right with God, you serve God and you do real good for a little while, and then you get your eyes on something out there in the world. Money. People, a lot of times you get your eyes on something out there in the world. A boyfriend, a girlfriend, a car, something like that. And you say, well, I'm doing alright, I'm going after it. Well, I'm doing alright, I'll go after it. But you forget that wintertime comes. You forget. Them guys forgot how soon wintertime comes out there. That, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to go up here or I'm going to college or something. And I know I'll miss about a year of church and everything, but I believe I'll be all right. No, you will not. Wintertime sets in. Wintertime comes. Wintertime comes. You can be, listen, it's hard to imagine Sunday. You know, like out here working the other day, about 60 degrees, and then them saying it's going to get 20 over the weekend, it's hard to imagine it. When the sun shines, you think, oh man, this is wonderful. We're going to do that. I've got short sleeves on. We're going to have fun tomorrow. But then that cold wind sets in. That's the same way it is your life. You don't sit there this morning and think, well, I'm going along pretty good. Preacher, I think I'm going to relax. You better not, Because wintertime will come. In wintertime, another characteristic of it is the face of the sun is often hid. There's many clouds and precipitation. I preached up in Pennsylvania a few years ago. Erie, Pennsylvania. Buddy, if they've ever been a town named right, that's it. Erie, Pennsylvania. And man, they say there's more snow there than anywhere else in America in an average winter. That winter they'd had 300 inches of snow. Come off the Great Lakes there and it just hits just right. And brother, it snows every day. I thought, Lord, this is the awfulest place I ever seen in my life. I mean, I'll enjoy snow, but my goodness, man, it's just on and on and on and on. Sometimes they don't see the sun. They don't see the sun for days and maybe weeks and a lot of it for even months. And I want to tell you, sometimes that's the way it is in our life. Has anybody in here been going through a time where you seem like the sun don't shine? Has anybody in here going through a hard, difficult, trying, cold time in your life when it seemed like, where's God? Where's the sun? God's presence has gone out of my life. That's winter time. You're going through winter. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Don't you say, well, Brother Danny, I just don't know what's wrong in my life. Used to, I enjoyed church. Boy, I was having a good time. That's because then was summer. Now is winter. You just hang in there, brother. The sun will shine again. Glory to God. Listen, brother. The blood is still there. It's still on the door. It'll still take care of you. God's just as real this morning as He ever has been. He's still on the throne. I'm telling you, bless your heart. If you'll just stay faithful to God, the sun's going to shine in your life again. Wintertime's going to be over. Thank God the groundhog didn't see his shadow. The spiritual groundhog has said, new manna, the sun's going to shine on you again. Boy, I'll tell you what. Listen, since we experienced the move of God last summer and the camp went so good and now we're starting a Christian school, don't you know the devil's going to be trying his best to put a cold wave over our church? Don't you know there's going to be young people getting knocked out like flies? Don't you know the devil is going to be trying to pick off all these young people and try to get them messed up? Don't you know there's going to be more people having marriage problems and all of that stuff? You know why? Because the devil hates what's going on here. The devil hates. But I got news for you this morning. Groundhog didn't see his shadow. Just hang on a few more days. Keep on praying. It won't be long till that breeze is going to blow through again, brother. Wintertime don't last forever. I'm glad for that verse of scripture that said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God hadn't forgot us. He knows we're down here. It might be cloudy, but He's just waiting on us to get the freeze thawed out so He can bless us again like He wants to. The characteristics of winter, that which has no clothing or shelter is often killed by the cold. You listening to me? Y'all listening? I need everybody quiet. I need everybody to be able to hear. Somebody don't have any clothes or shelter dies in the cold weather. These people freeze to death. The same thing is true spiritually. Listen, it's easy to stay right with God when the church is hot. It's easy to stay right with God when there's people getting saved every service and crying and shout. But listen, brother, when wintertime comes, you better have some shelter. Like the song that says, the Lord's my rock, in Him we hide. A shelter in the time of storm. There's been times when I've left church and I thought, God, I'm a failure and it's no good and it's cold as ice in there. And God, where's the blessings and where's the power? But I got somewhere I can go. In my closet. And boy, I just wrap up in Him like that. And I say, wrap your arms around me. And it gets good, man. He warms me up. He warms me up. He warmed me up. Sometimes you may not can get it from just the preaching. You may not can get it from just the singing. You've got to be able to get with God. Oh, young people, listen to me. You have got to be able to go somewhere and get with God by yourself and wrap up in Him and get a shelter from the time of storm. You've got to learn how to do that. You'll freeze to death. You'll freeze to death. It's a long time one Sunday, the next Sunday. It's a long time. You can be 125 degrees in here tonight and say, oh boy, I'll stay warm all week. Oh yeah. You go out there and stand in the street from now till next Sunday and you'll be dead. not from a cold, but you'll be dead, I'll guarantee it. Sometimes people just fake it. Yesterday, before I left, I was trying to pray and get ready for the service. It always happens. I mean, something always happens right when you're really trying to get down to business with God, you know. Phone rung, and somebody called me. It was a man from Mount Sears, that's who it was. And he said, "Is this Danny Castle?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "There's a man here who's traveling through. He has nowhere to go. He has nowhere to sleep. He wanted to know if you could help him out a little bit." We didn't. He said, "Hey, he just come in here and asked, do I know a preacher?" And they said, "Somebody said your name, so I called you." And I said, "Okay, I'll talk to him." I got him on the phone. He traveled from New York going to Texas or somewhere. He said he had no place to stay. He was supposed to get down to Teens last night. And he said, "I'm supposed to meet somebody over at the Econo Lodge in the morning down there at 221 where Interstate 40 goes together." And I said, "Well, let me make a phone call and you call me right back." So I called the shelter up here, Mr. Thompson's shelter. He keeps people there and needing a home. And I got a guy on the phone. He said, "Sure, we got a bed. We'll be glad to put him in it. You know, the motel will be 40-something bucks." And I said, "Well, sure, they'll give him a big free room there, and I'll just let him have it. And so a few minutes, he called me back. He said, "Preacher, did you get him took care of?" And I said, "Yes, sir, sure did." I talked to the other guy. I said, "You call him out there, I tell him." I said, "I got to go to South Carolina and preach. I don't want the man to freeze to death. I don't want him to do without. So put him up yonder in the shelter." Well, I started getting ready for church. About 10 minutes later, somebody called the steakhouse out here on the 5 lane. Said, "Is this Danny Castle?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Well, there's a man here who's traveling through, ain't got nowhere to stay. He wanted to know if we could find a preacher, and so we told him you." And I said, "Okay, let me talk to him." It was the same guy. Evidently, he wanted that Econo Lodge real bad. He didn't care about the shelter. He just wanted that Econo Lodge. I recognized his voice, man. He had the weirdest accent. He got on there and he said, "Is this a reverend?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, don't." He said, "Don't call Danny somebody, because he didn't get. I said, "I am Danny somebody." I said, "No." I said, "I'm Danny Castle." He said, "Well, you said you was going to get me a room to McConnell Lodge." I said, "I did not say that. I said I'd get you a place to stay." He said, "Well, I want to call." I said, "Man, we got a shelter up here. It's free. I got to go to South Carolina and preach. I've got to go." Now, listen, a man that won't take a free bed ain't in too bad a shape, is he? Amen? You say you was cruel that. You're about nuttier than a fruitcake. You know that? If I was walking through town and it was going to get down to 15 degrees, buddy, I'd sleep in a bus or somewhere. I'd take anything before I'd stay out in the street. Truth is, he didn't really want shelter. I don't know what he wanted in Econo Lodge. But I'll tell you one thing, brother. Listen, you can't be choosy. You can't be choosy. You can't always have it just like you want it. You can't always have it just like people say, "Well, I'm just going to quit church because I throw down a little." Listen, it ain't always going to be just like you want it to be. We're not always going to say what you want us to say. We're not always going to act like you want us to act. You better just take that shelter from the storm and say, "Dear Lord, I hide myself in Thee and hide from this cold sin and world out there." That's why it's so ridiculous. Parents get mad and quit church and take their kids out of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. That's idiocy, if there is such a thing. I was trying to make up a word there. That's crazy. It's amazing how many words I invent. You know what? We're going to have to go back and get them off tape one time and put them in a book. But I tell you, man, that don't make no sense. Don't make no sense. You say, "Well, I got mad about this." Listen, it's cold out there. It's cold out there in this world. It's hard to find a place where you can get shelter in a time of storm. Let me say the purpose of winter, right, hurriedly this morning. The purpose of winter. According to the book of Job, there's three purposes in him letting cold times come to your life. You say, "Well, Brother Danny, I've never been through such a hard time in my life. I just got a call a while ago from a good preacher friend of mine. He wants y'all to pray for him. Please pray a special prayer for this man. He's physically, bad, bad shape. Financially, bad, bad shape. He's trying to preach and do as much as he can. God lets you come for three reasons. Number one, you say, "Well, Brother Danny, it's so cold in my life. How come I ain't where I ought to be with God?" Three things. One, correction. Sometimes God, you get to going along so good that you kind of leave the Lord out. So He like, bam, lets a cold time hit you to put you back on your knees and correct you and get you where you ought to be with Him. Every time the Lord starts blessing me and blessing me, I can feel myself a little time. I don't spend as much time in prayer as I ought to. And then, boy, something will happen. Bam! And I'm right back down on my knees. Oh, God, it's where I ought to be. It's where I ought to be. And then He lets it warm up in my life. He lets it come for correction. And then He lets it come for mercy, secondly. You see, Joseph had 13 years of winter. Famine, prison, all that bad. You say, well, Brother Danny, I'm in a bad marriage and I just don't know how long I can stand it. My husband, he drives me crazy. My kids are rebelling. How am I going? Joseph went through it for 13 years. And then God used him to feed the land. It was for mercy. Why did God let 10 of Job's kids get killed in one day? You think it wasn't wintertime around his house? You think it wasn't a cold day at Job's house when he went home that night? His wife was hateful to him. She couldn't stand to be around him. He lost his health and lost 10 kids in one day. You think it wasn't a cold time, brother? The Bible said God let it just to prove Satan and the world that God can be trusted under severe trials. There's one thing Job's friends had to say. He put his faith in the Lord through this, and he sinned not nor charged God foolishly. You see, if it was just all blessings and all shouting and all glory all the time, we'd get spoiled, wouldn't we? Sure we would. So God lets it come, the hard times come, to prove us and with mercy. Finally, the last thing I'll say and I'm through, the benefits of winter. You say, well, I'm going through a terrible time in my life or my marriage or how is this doing any good? Okay, it'll do three things. Number one, it takes a deep freeze to open up the earth so moisture can get down in it and kill bugs and germs and insects. Do you know that? You ever heard the old people say, boy, we need a good cold snap here to kill all these germs. You ever heard that? When I was in Montana, he said, man, it gets so cold. He said, this time of year, it's nothing for it to be 35 below zero. Not the chill factor, temperature. And he said, people love it when it gets that cold because after that cold weather is over, he said, nobody gets sick. For a long time, people just don't get sick. Kills the germs. Man, that'd be worth a few days of real, real cold weather, wouldn't it? How come they call it a cold when you get sick? That's a weird thing, ain't it? Somebody gets sick, what's wrong with you? I got a cold. That don't sound like a right use of a word. I got a hot. You know, It seems like that word ain't used. I got a cold. You can say I'm cold. But cold don't sound like something. Sounds like a temperature. Amen. So it takes it. It takes it. It takes it. You'll learn English if you keep coming to this church. And number two, you know the second benefits of winter is to get rid of dead wood. Get rid of the dead wood. Boy, get them germs out of your life. Hey, when you have family problems or your kid gets sick or you go to the hospital, it'll get them germs out of your heart. Some of you got them little germs down in there. Them thoughts you shouldn't be having. That little sin you've been keeping. A little pet right down here. You know what? A cold snap will get that right out of you. Burn it right out. Get rid of dead wood. Things you don't really need. Burn it, man. Throw it in the fireplace. And then, the other benefit of winter, and this is last, it's the more severe the winter, the better the crop will be next year. God blessed the latter end of Job. Ain't that right? Double. Double. Now, I'm going to say something that you... It's very rare, so you better get it now. I'm going to brag on the north. And you listen. This is truth. This is truth. And I have to say it because it's truth. The grass is softer the further north you get. I remember the first time I went to Michigan and preached, I noticed a difference in the grass. I said, man, y'all got to... You notice how around here when you first plant grass, it's so it's like silk. It's like a baby's hair or something when it first comes up. It's just so soft. Then after, 6 months, it just gets real coarse and thick and everything. Man, wouldn't it be neat to keep it real soft? That's the way their grass is up there. It's just so fine and soft like silk, man. I said, man, what kind of grass is that? And they said, well, it's this. I said, well, our grass ain't like that. And you can't bring it down here and plant it and make it look like that. Have you ever been to Florida? You can't walk barefooted down there, man, on that grass. It's so hard. That's the sorriest grass I ever seen in my life. It'll cut you. I'm serious. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Nod your head. It's like real stiff and coarse. Everything in Florida's like that. You know why? They don't have no winter. Do you know the tomatoes are juicier up there than they are more juicy? Up there than they are here? That got me paranoid out there, man. All these people talking. But listen, did you know that tomatoes are more juicy in Michigan than they are here? They're red, they're plump, I said, man, how? He said, how you get? I said, how you get that? And he said, because the colder weather you have, the better your fruit and crops come in. Whew. That kind of puts a different light on it. That makes us kind of say, well, thank God. Sunshine through rain. What I count loss may somehow be gain. Help me to sing when I want to cry, knowing that thou art standing by. Mother said one time that her little daughter was handicapped and her handicap was devastating. Till they began to realize that that handicap brought that whole family closer to God. And then they saw that the Lord looks on us sometime when we don't mature spiritually like we ought to and let something come into our life to bring us close to Him. Anything that brings you close to God, friend, isn't a bad thing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. If you're having winter time in your life this morning, I can say two things. And they're going to come get us a song. Number one, you better remember that the sun's going to shine again. It's going to be over with. And number two, remember that God wants to make you a better person to produce better fruit through it. Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Some have already come to the altar, one or two maybe. There may be somebody here this morning to say, preacher, it's winter time in my life. It really is. And I want to get back to summertime. I want God to work in my life. And I want the Lord to really warm it up, my soul. If you need to come, you feel free. You feel free. Just don't get out of your seat. Make your way down the altar. Amen. That's right. That's right. Others are coming. Others are coming. Maybe there's a husband and wife here this morning. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You just want to grab hands and say, honey, let's go to the altar and pray this morning. Hey, you better not underestimate that winter. It frees you to death. It'll freeze you to death. There's a lot of people this morning that don't even go to church no more because they got caught out there in that cold weather. They got caught out there in that cold weather and didn't prepare for it. They got caught out there in that cold weather and didn't prepare for it. You better soak up all these blessings you can soak up. Winter times are coming. It ain't always going to be wonderful in the youth choir and the fellowship and the youth camp and all. It ain't always like that. Sometimes you're out there all by yourself. You got to just really, really, really buckle down and say, Lord, I want to make it through this cold winter. And I want to get on fire for you again. Let the sun shine again in my soul. Oh, Lord, help me this morning. Father, I pray, God, that you'd give us some warm weather spiritually. Lord, you know, we've prayed that you'd give us nice weather to build that building out there, and you have, and we thank you for it. It's been unusual. We praise you for that. And God, we're asking you, Lord, of our church, Lord, warm us up. Set a fire in our soul. Oh, God,
Lord, if we're cold on Thee this morning, help us, Lord, to be drawn closer to You. Help us to just sit tight and stay by the fire till the winter time's over. God, may the glory of God move in our hearts and our souls. We'll thank You and praise You. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing this morning. Some are already praying. If you feel the need to come to the altar this morning and pray, what number, Brother John?
371.
Number 371. Everybody sing it out real big and loud.
I must tell Jesus.
Amen.
All of my trials.
That's right.
I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress,
come on now, come on.
Kindly will help me.
Yeah.
He ever loves and cares for His own.
All right, everybody, come on now, let's sing.
I must tell Jesus.
Come on, fellas.
I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone.
You can't bear it by yourself. You need Jesus.
I must tell Jesus.
You need Jesus. About it.
Jesus can help.
Take your burden
me
to the Lord and leave it there.
Jesus,
sing another
alone
verse. Let's sing. Some still coming. Let's sing.
Tempted,
come on,
and tried. I
come on this morning.
Need a great Savior.
Come on. You must tell Jesus.
One who can,
amen,
help my,
come on,
burdens to bear. I must tell,
thank God,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He,
thank
all
God,
my cares and sorrows will share.
All right, everybody, let's sing. Come on now, let's turn it up.
Hey. I must tell Jesus.
There you go.
Sing. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear.
Thank God.
Jesus can help me. Jesus alone.